the WHTC Morning News with Dan Evans and Gary Stevens on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC.
Thank you, Len. It is now 8:40, 20 minutes before 9 o'clock. WHTC Morning News on a, well, would you look at there, a sunny, sunny Thursday morning. And a little bit of sunshine just walked into our front door. Yes, Linda Hart from the Holland Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. How do you like that? I always somehow tie the weather. I tie the weather into your little visit here. Good morning, Ms. Hart. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. I'm still getting it down. I have to think. It's not Destination Downtown. It's Discover Holland.
Yes.
We've redone this. We put a fresh coat of paint on this.
And we appreciate that.
Well, thank you so much. Discover Holland with Linda Hart, Holland Area CVB, and occasionally Juby Hunnicutt, Holland Area CVB. But you know what? I think most of the time we spend so much chatting that we don't get to the event. So why don't we just go right ahead, and if we have time to chat after that, we'll do it. But I got to find your little dealy here. Well, here it is. Yes. I like this. I like this. We missed it yesterday, but you and I can maybe put it on our calendars for the future.
We can.
And I kind of chuckle about this each morning when I run down This Week in Holland, compliments of the Holland Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, and I read Wine Bingo.
Wednesdays. Yes. Yeah.
And that's now a recurring thing.
It is recurring.
If you have a love of wine and you have a love of bingo, all together at once.
I know. It's a nice compliment, right? Bingo and wine. Who could ask for anything else in life? Yeah. So the Sperry House is doing that every Wednesday evening. So it's a free event. They do lots of prizes. So lots of prizes and giveaways. And, you know, they have 8 eateries in there in their building, in their business, in their movie house. Yes, yep. Yes. So it's, you know, they just were creative and came up with this weekly wine bingo Wednesdays, which is a mouthful to say. But, you know, something to do, especially in the evening. They're very creative over there. And I just love going to see a movie.
Me too. My favorite place of all time.
Yes.
Downtown Holland.
And we never get to mention it because it's always on Wednesdays. And we're coming on Thursdays. So, you know, let's start just giving some love to, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah, grab that calendar. Write it down right now for next Wednesday. You've got something to do. Head down to Sperry's for Wine Bingo Wednesdays.
Absolutely. 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. Okay. We've got a full week. Well, not we, but the folks over at the Park Theater have a very, very full weekend. I've got a few things queued up for you this morning. They're showing a movie, and this is probably the most iconic scene of this particular movie.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very bright.
Anyway, can't hear that song now without thinking about Wayne's World.
Yeah.
And Wayne's World, it's party time. It's excellent playing tonight at the Park Theater. It's so cool that they've come, they've got a whole list of 70s and 80s, maybe some 90s movies. And tonight, let's rock with Wayne and Garth.
I've never seen that movie.
You haven't?
I know. We were talking about it yesterday, and Hannah was like, well, good for you. And I was like, well, you know, sometimes you just really need that silly comedy. I didn't know it was a spinoff from NSL. I did not know.
SNL, that would be.
Yes. My dyslexia is kicking in today.
Right. You didn't know.
I did not know.
I mean, you're younger. You remember Wayne's World.
All, absolutely. No. Oh, I didn't watch Saturday Night Live. Yeah, I fall asleep by 8:30 kind of person. But anyway, yeah. So they're doing that on Thursday.
Uh-huh.
And then on Friday, they are doing Rock Your Paws Off, which is a fundraiser for the Harbor Humane Society. I'll tell you what, Dan, when I was, you know, because I always kind of do some research on what all the different events, I went into a deep, dark well. I went into a very deep well on the Harbor Humane Society. I was looking at their website and on their fostering programs and their donations and how important fostering is, you know, obviously. Any pet that's been there at least for 30 days, you can go through a fostering program. And even you could foster for one day, right? Or a whole month or 2 months or whatever it is. And so I was like, oh, I'll take that one and I'll take that one and I'll foster that one. And,
mm-hmm.
and
just, I know.
Yes, yes. I know. So they're doing a fundraiser, which I think is super, super cool on Friday night. Starts at 7 o'clock. Again, fundraiser, $20 in advance, $25 at the door. And, you know, they're having a DJ, they're doing giveaways, everything is donated, right? Including everything. So
everything as part of the event is donated.
Correct, so to the Harbor Humane Society.
Everything that you put in goes right to Harbor Humane.
Right. And I mean, and they really do a fantastic job. You know, they're also very creative. I love when people are creative to think of new ways to market themselves and, you know, not only support the community, but also, you know, support themselves as well. They have a tap tour. So every month they go to either a different restaurant, a bar, a brewery, you know, and a lot of, you know, I'm very proud to say a lot of Holland breweries and restaurants participate in that. And kudos to the Park Theater and everybody else who does
Absolutely.
That.
You probably don't know, though, that I'm a huge, huge advocate for Harbor Humane, and they're on every Wednesday on my show.
Oh, really? So well, then date, I just, we just double dipped.
Well, that's fine. We just let them know what's going on. So again, it's a big part. Theater weekend, Wayne's World tonight, a big Harbor Humane Society fundraiser tomorrow, and then Saturday, get ready, Linda.
I know, cue it up. That's right.
You knew it was coming.
I knew it was coming.
And by the way, Boyd Ozzy, who is, well, not here, but that's the real Ozzy, but Boyd Ozzy is going to be on the show tomorrow.
Is he really?
He is, in anticipation of the big show Crazy Babies, which is a wild name for a band, but they're a tribute to Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, they're so good. I you know, they were on, tribute band.
Oh, yeah, World's Greatest Tribute, whatever, something out of California. Yes. I used to watch that all the time.
I didn't, but, you know, YouTube, you can find anything on YouTube, and it was absolutely amazing. But, yeah, band out of Detroit. So
yes.
Yeah, and I think he used to be a football player.
That is correct. Also, semi-professional football player.
Yeah.
And I said, what do I call you, Boyd, and your real last? Just call me Boyd Ozzy.
Yeah, I think it's super. He's really good. Very, very talented.
Yeah, yeah. And out of the three events tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday at the park, I can't go to the Park Theater every night. My wife won't let me. Well, she'll let me. But out of those three, I have things to do tonight and tomorrow. So look out, Ozzy. Here we come.
That'll be so much fun.
I know. Crazy Babies, a tribute to Ozzy Osbourne. And I'll have to say, too, that, you know, I like all kinds of music, and I'm getting ready to interview Boyd tomorrow, and listening to some music, I forgot.
Yes.
How many songs, and they're all not just boom, 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 boom in your face.
Yeah.
Ozzy can get kind of...
I know, Mama, I'm Coming Home is such a good song.
You know who that's written for? His wife,
Sharon. Sure. Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
You knew that.
I did know that. You just caught me off guard. I was like, what's her name? What's her name? What's her name?
Yeah, I'm Sharon Osbourne. Okay, that's enough of the Park Theater. How about what else? Oh, I know. Hippity hoppity, Easter's on its way.
Oh, wow.
And you remember that one?
Oh, gosh,
Here comes Peter Cottontail. Oh, okay.
You realize I just mouth all the words. You never hear my voice on this microphone.
Listeners have asked me not to sing, and I sometimes I just can't help it. But were some Easter egg hunts maybe snowed out last Saturday?
Or you know,
all
I,
of them?
No.
Oh. Okay, they're just doing it again to give them another chance.
Well, they're all different ones.
Okay.
The only repeat is Craig's Cruisers.
Okay.
And actually, that's not even an Easter egg hunt. They put Easter graphics all throughout, and then you can they give you a bingo card, and then if you find the graphic, you mark it off the bingo card, and then you turn it in for a $10 arcade chip. But yeah, so that's a little different. But anyway.
A different take, and who else has a different take? I love what Holland Aquatic Center is doing.
Oh, they do this every year. And, I mean, it is so popular. You know, they do an underwater egg hunt. So they put all the eggs in the water. And two times that they do it. Let's see here. What are the two times? I forgot.
Two times 11 a.m. and 2:45 p.m.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's just there is a price, a single day pass, you know, for residents. You know, it's X amount. And if you're non-residents, it's a little bit more X amount.
Little X.
But, you know, it gets the kids involved. The Easter Bunny will be there. And I, you know, every place where it says the Easter Bunny there, I'm like, you know, it's like Santa Claus and Sinterklaas over the holidays. Remember, like, wow, he's just going to be everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know.
Easter Bunny's no different. Yeah. So
I'm thinking, because you sent me this list yesterday, I'm thinking, well, probably the Easter Bunny's got like an e-bike. Right? To go in between. I mean, he's only got like 20 minutes in between events, so... And get the e-bike there.
So the city of Holland's doing Collin Park from 10 to 11:30. Holland Charter Township at Quincy Park from 10 to 11:30. And that's a huge one. I know that is a very, very big one. I was talking to Darren Durstmers about that one. A lot of residents to get that. This is a new one. Freedom Village. Freedom Village from 11 to 12.
Okay.
And under their site, they say they have thousands of Easter eggs.
A whole bunch.
A whole bunch, which I thought was really cool. And then we mentioned Craig's Cruisers, the Aquatic Center, and then Fell in Love Farm from
Tampa. All right. Spring Staycation Craft Show at the Holland VFW, but we is out of time.
Oh, goodbye.
Yeah.
See you later. I'm leaving.
Have a good Easter, Linda.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.